History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
The drive is live.
See, I don't like that, D. Scott. I don't think they didn't have any pride. I don't think that situation, like, I don't think CJ didn't have any pride.
Didn't look like it.
Last year in New England, I think he had some pride. I think he just stunk up the building, and along with others with him. But let's get to that, because the United States went out there and got there, and I hate the way they, you know, I've told you before, I like, just go ahead and get your ass kicked for me. You know what I mean? So let me go up. But they didn't even get their ass kicked good. They final scored their ass kicked, because they still had me in the entire first part of the second half, mm-hmm. where it looked like they were the aggressor finally, putting pressure on them. It felt like they're going to score at some point. I'm in here. And then next thing you know, the goofy, listen, you ain't had to have watched soccer or be a aficionado, whatever I'm trying
aficionado.
To say. There it is. Soccer watcher. To understand that was comical, what happened with the third goal and the goalie. That was silly. Hell, I'd rather him just use his hand and set up a penalty kick. They had a better shot than what he did. Anybody could look at there and say, well, that looks like little kids. Like, I've never even seen that happen at kids' soccer matches. But overall, like, just get your ass kicked. If it had been 4-1 and they just got their ass rocked, no, but I had to hang in there for a good, 70 minutes of that thing, because I felt like, well, they might have a shot here. Instead of it, you just look up and now it's 4-1 and they've gotten their asses kicked. But the way this thing went, obviously there is a little bit of both, right? But do you think this was more of a choke job by the U.S. or more that Belgium was just better? Obviously both is the correct answer. But which was it more of? 713-572-416, YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in. Which was it more of? Was it more that the United States men's soccer team choked, or that they were just going up against a team that was better?
No, I think they just choked.
You think it's more
I think they no-showed. I think they appeared to be outclassed, which would tell you that the other team was better, which I'm not going to disagree with, but I don't think that was the case. I think it was a choke job. I think they couldn't even pass the ball. They couldn't even like the other team was doing the simple things like savagely well. You could see it as they were just. I'm talking about just passing back and forth and making the defense work and making the defense adjust.
Savagely well, man. I think they were just passing back and forth.
Well, but the Americans were so bad at it that it made it look like they were like exceptional at it, and the U.S. was just poor at it. Like, it reminded me of in our football, in our American football, it reminded me of a team that had an awful game plan and never adjusted. Like whatever they were doing to almost like bum rush them on defense, to never let them get comfortable and just pass it around. I mean, whatever they were doing, the U.S. never had an answer for. Never adjusted. Never did anything different. Everything was extremely difficult. Literally, when they possessed the ball, not on any part of the field, on every part of the field, when they possessed the ball, it was made difficult. So, I just don't. The opponent was better, yes. I don't believe they were that much better to where they just forced America to look awful. I think America's got to own a lot of that.
It did, like, there are sometimes where you watch, in any sport, you watch games and you're like, they made them play bad.
Yeah. They couldn't handle the pressure. They forced them into it.
They made them play bad.
Like, the Texans defense does that a lot on
Sundays. Texans defense, and I'll be honest with you, I think the Patriots, that a part of what happened with the collapse of the offense, I think the Patriots defense made them play bad. I think there was some of that in there. In this game, I think there was some of that with Belgium. But again, you don't have to be an avid soccer watcher to go out there and look like the ball is in the box. The first goal, the U.S. just, there's three guys that's there to clear it. They all look at each other like a pop-up. Like somebody else has called it.
Yeah.
None of them there. Like, if you'd have told me the Belgian player went, yell, I got it, and they all just stood back and thought it was one of them who said it, and he just snuck in it. That's what, he just snuck in between them and took it from, and then nobody was ready on the other side either. I mean, it was just, it was stuff over and over again that just appeared to be, yeah, I know Belgium's better, but they just don't seem, like, especially if you've watched this run of the U.S. the whole way, they didn't seem as aggressive as they have been against the other teams. Now, maybe Belgium scared them off of playing their normal game, but they didn't seem as aggressive. They just seemed tentative the entire start of everything. And then I thought once they tied the game, and by the way, Tyler, at that point, it was 8-1 on goal. And
it was like 13-4 at half.
It was 8-1, but somehow it was tied. I thought, okay, that building is charged. All right, the 12th man was out there.
12s.
Was out
Wrong-o,
there.
Wrong-o, trademarked bitches.
I just wanted to check and see if Tyler was with us. Like, they're rolling, and it's like, all right, man, they're getting their asses kicked, and it's showing on but the scoreboard's tied. And they came right back down here. And just turnovers, just, it just seemed like, honest to God, the moment was just too big for them. And they had reached the space where they walked in. I heard Carly Lloyd say it after the game. She said, it felt like they lost that game before they got off the bus.
I'll agree with that.
It felt like they had gotten themselves in the mindset that, all right, I got to be careful. I can't get beat instead of going after it and being aggressive. That was.
I don't know soccer scheme at all. But it appeared like anytime the ball would be quote unquote inside the hashes and we had possession of it, they were going to blitz whoever had the ball and force a quick pass and not let us think. If they'd let us hang out on the sidelines with the ball all we wanted. Just hang out wherever you wanted. But anywhere in the middle of the field, anywhere between the hashes, they were going to blitz us. Some man was going to come running right at you, or somebody was going to be right on your back and not allow you to just field the pass. Kind of.
And then when you flipped it on the other end, they could just dribble the ball all the way to the box.
It seemed like they just kept backing up. It was 13-4, I believe, at halftime, shots on goal, and it felt like 13-4. They were getting that kick from the right or left side to where they kick it towards the goal and somebody try to head it in. Yeah. I mean, they were getting that at ease. Like just however, and then we would get over there and we'd kick it off one of their knees. They double team us. Like it was schematically, I think it was bad. I take that for what it's worth. I don't know the scheme of soccer, but it looked like we had no chance. As I always say, the polo on the sideline didn't appear to have a game plan worth a damn.
I gotta be honest.
And he damn sure didn't adjust anything worth a damn. So I think it was all bad all the way around.
I gotta be honest. They're the whole way that they were looking and how they came out, it didn't. I mean, I wonder, were they following a game plan? Like they seemed so intimidated right off the bat. Like, and he seemed to not recognize them.
Yeah.
The way he was talking. I'm not gonna lie to you, fellas. I felt this way going in. And Belgium, obviously, it was a part of them. It did feel like a little bad juju with the whole flow thing.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
With Flo Balogun being able to play again and out of nowhere right by the day before, it did kind of feel like a little bit of,
you are fake news.
they kind of got away with one. Yeah, I don't think he should have had a red card, but also, like, who else is getting? We've never seen a red card overturned like that. We've never
seen one that bad.
Never seen that. I don't know. I was going to say, Tyler, you can count how many minutes, how many years you got soccer knowledge on you to say.
But this month.
Like, it did kind of feel like, and then obviously Belgium, they were, that was something they were talking about. Afterwards, they were saying it, and then they're what did they put on Twitter to overturn that? Is what they put out.
Well there. So played. I didn't see that, but well played by them. If that is indeed what they did,
yeah, it was. I know
the entire world will look for excuses to hate us. That's for sure.
The beauty of it is for Belgium is it happened and you won anyway, and you won convincingly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's if he had not played and you'd have won 4-1, especially with how the United States played, then it would have been, that's a cheat. Everybody discount their win because we didn't have our best player. It happened. We had him. We got our ass kicked anyway. Belgium should be proud of the effort.
Yeah. Speaking of ass kicked yesterday, Homer Mike. Oh, boy. That was as bad as the United States. If we were the type of show that did a poll, the poll today would be who got their ass kicked more, the U.S. the U.S. men's soccer team or Mike Burrows himself?
Who should get it worse, Pulisic or however the hell you say Pulisic or how the hell you say his name, or Burrows?
Burrows. Now, who got their ass kicked more? We got to talk about this because listen, I'm not mad at Mike no more, man. I'm not mad at you, Mike, and none of you should be. Yes, Tyler, I said that. None of you should be because this is not his fault. We'll discuss that coming up next.
I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.